this is Wendy calling from the Trump campaign here in New Hampshire.
When we stopped by Donald Trump's New Hampshire headquarters in Manchester, the volunteers were doing damage control, looking for veterans who'd make a public show of support for their candidate.
Wow. 38 years of service. Well, I certainly want to thank you for that.
For the record, this was 3 days after Trump disparaged the military service of his fellow Republican, John McCain.
He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Those remarks sparked a backlash, with Trump's GOP rivals piling on and the Concord Monitor calling him a sideshow and a novelty candidate. But Trump volunteer George Shushariba was unfazed.
Well, I'm a very, very big Trump supporter because I believe that he is truthful. I think all politicians, but Trump is not a politician, but I believe all politicians have a way of twisting the truth. They have a way of not really telling things the way they are. He may sometimes say things that are hurtful to people, but I would rather have that put out there as a truth as compared to someone else.
But there is a recognition among some Trump supporters that comments like those jabs at McCain can do real damage, which raises a question. What if a candidate known for saying anything needs to tone it down just a tiny bit?
I think he really has to get a filter.
Carl Zahn used to be a Trump skeptic, but then he saw him in person in Nashua, and he was smitten.
For one thing, he was affable. He was funny, which I never expected. He was even self-deprecating, which I really didn't expect. Like, he understands how he's perceived. And then on top of that, you know, everything he said made sense to me. We just get the short end of the stick, if there's any stick at all, in our dealings with Mexico, China, Japan, all across the world. So I look at a guy like that as a former business owner myself. And, you know, a lot of that stuff makes sense to me, that the country should be run like a business.
But Zahn also worked for McCain back in 2008, and Trump's jabs at McCain made him reconsider his support. After agonizing for days, he decided to give Trump the benefit of the doubt.
I know in my heart that Donald Trump, the man, the father, the husband, does not believe in his heart that John McCain is anything less than a true American hero.
How do you know that?
I'm going to say I know it intuitively, human nature.
That's one possibility. And some Trump supporters have another explanation.
I think the comments were taken out of context.
Lou Gargiulo is a small businessman and a veteran. 4 years ago, he backed the notoriously cautious Mitt Romney. Now he's the co-chair of Trump's campaign in Rockingham County, and he seems to feel liberated.
I think people are tired of same old, the political games that exist in Washington, in the state capitals, and are looking for someone who says it like it is, and Mr. Trump certainly does that.
Is that one reason, after backing Mitt Romney, that you were drawn to Donald Trump this time around?
Absolutely. No question.
For what it's worth, Gargiulo says Trump's appeal is broader than you might think.
And I have to tell you, it goes across the spectrum. Supporters of Mr. Trump go from the very conservative Tea Party people to mainstream Republicans to all. And in fact, I've seen, like I said, a number of Democrats who are beginning to take notice.
And whether you love Trump or hate him, it's almost impossible not to pay attention. Adam Riley, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.